Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is 3:43, and I'm telling you guys that 10 hours ago, I was driving down a mountain and I couldn't see 4 feet in front of my face and there was snow everywhere. It was frickin' crazy.
10 hours ago?
10 hours ago.
So what? 7 a.m.?
So, 7 a.m. y'all's time. So it was really about 5:30 by time in Denver. So me and the wife went to Denver this weekend.
Oh, you did?
And this was a, not a lifelong deal, but this is something that's been important to me, honestly and truly, since I was in junior high. When we were in junior high, Ben, U2 released an album called Under a Blood Red Sky. And it's a live record at Red Rocks. And that's a legendary concert amphitheater that is carved into the mountains in Morrison, Colorado. And it's about a 25-minute drive from Denver. And I've wanted to go to this place since I first heard this U2 record. And me and my wife will look at, you know, some dates and try to figure it out. But we've never been able to quite put it together. And one of our favorite bands, The National, was playing last night at Red Rocks. And I was looking at vacation days like, damn it, let's go. So when we got off the air last Friday, got packed and then left early Saturday morning, and we spent 4 days in Colorado. And let me tell you, America, Denver is a badass beer drinking city. I know that we are all caught up in Colorado's legalized marijuana and we talk about all this.
Beer's legal there too?
Beer is so legal, and it's got to be the craft beer home of the world. So our buddy Chris at Noble Ray, before I went, I was like, and they had just had the Super Bowl of beer in Denver 2 weeks ago.
Who won?
RAR, actually out of Fort Worth, a great brewery. They won the Oktoberfest.
They won the World Series Championship Super Bowl of beer?
They won that category. It was awesome. I highly recommend it too. You can get it in stores right now, the RAR Oktoberfest. It's a medal winning beer. And this is people come from all over the United States for this deal. But anyways, the reason they have it in Denver is because it's such a great beer drinking city. And so, you know, we were there for 4 days. Every day we'd hit up two or three different breweries. And our plan was stay in downtown Denver for a couple days and then go out to, there's a place called Evergreen. It's about 30 minutes outside of Denver. And we're going to stay in this, you know, home and away BRB kind of situation. And I don't know anything about Evergreen.
BRB, right back.
Something like
Airbnb.
That. Airbnb, thank you. And so the whole idea is...
BRB's be right back.
We're going, it's October 9th, October the 10th. I'm not going to be dealing with snow or anything, right? It doesn't snow in Denver on October the 9th. Well, we'd been watching the weather, and we knew it was coming. And man... It came hard. It snowed really hard.
Snow-a-cane.
Yeah, Hurricane Michael's thrown everything off in the weather world.
Dude, and so what our situation is we'd stayed in a hotel for 2 days in Denver, and then Monday morning we get up and we're going to drive to this. It's basically these people that live up on a mountain. They have this little underneath two-bedroom thing that they lease out, and it's not that expensive. I think we paid like $200 a night for a nice thing up on top of a mountain. Normally, you have amazing views, and there's hiking trails and all this stuff. I posted this video, I think yesterday, of us driving at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and you can't see 10 feet in front of your face.
And you're going up a hill?
Not only am I going up a hill, I am going up a hill with twists and turns, and the speed limit normally, without snow and ice, is 15 miles an hour tops.
Okay, so this is hitting close to home. When my dad passed away, he was raised by his granddad in Fairplay, Colorado.
Okay. So we drove by that. That's right. In this general vicinity of
that's
what you're talking
Fairplay
about.
Fairplay is the town that South Park is based on.
Okay.
And so we spent a lot of time in Fairplay, and then we go to Steamboat Springs a lot. And so, anyways, when we were going to Fairplay, we had two... My dad wanted his ashes sprinkled around out there. Mm-hmm. And so we were going to different places, and it was sunny, 100% visibility. And I was scared to death driving. And my whole family's making fun of me because you're so close to the edge of the mountain.
Right.
That one, if somebody tells a joke or grabs my arm or if something happens and I get distracted at all, we all die.
Okay.
So you're telling me you drove in those conditions where you can't even see and it's slippery.
I want you, I was going to say, take that exact thing and I'll tweet out a link. So I put this out on Instagram yesterday.
So you were filming it while you were driving?
No, my wife was. But so yesterday... I was on the back porch of where we're staying and I filmed what was around me. And it looks like I'm up in northern Canada in December. That was at 8,200 elevation. We went down 1,000 feet, just 1,000 feet. That's not that much when you're going down a mountain to go to the base town. At the base town, there's no snow and it looks like autumn. Wow. I mean, dude, it was freaking insane. And so, you know, the whole reason people go to Red Rocks is one, the sound is amazing, but two, if you, and I planned this out, I talked to our buddy D that works in the ticket business. And so I got a particular row where you're still low enough. It's an amphitheater. So everybody has a great seat, but I got a row to where not only were you close to the stage, you could look over the stage and see the city lights down, you know, 30 minutes away. Mm-hmm. And then you can see every star in the sky. By the time we went to the concert last night, it was so foggy, you couldn't see over the top of the stage. And you couldn't, there was nothing above you but you know, fog, and then there's lights hitting it. It was freaking surreal. It's not what I wanted from my Red Rocks experience. I think I would have rather had the open skies, and then, but I'm glad we did it, and it was wholly unique. But at the end of that, it's 11 o'clock at night, and I got to drive 30 minutes just to get to the base of this mountain and then drive up in the mountain and then get 4 hours of sleep. And then at 5 a.m, after everything's froze over, drive back down just to get to the airport to make it here today.
So were you scared?
I was terrified, but you do what the man of the family is supposed to do. And I never once let on that I was at scared. My wife knows me. So she was terrified and she knew what we were getting into. At one point we considered, what if we just overpaid and just drove to Denver last night? Even though we have this other room paid for and add on top of that. But I'm like, no, we're not going to do that. We can do this. And man, you don't even know because you can't see the road. You don't know if the road is icy or not. You can see 10 feet in front of your face. Yeah. It's pitch dark and you are going down a mountain in a freaking Subaru Expedition or whatever the hell this thing is that I rented. I mean, I know you've been through this. There's moments where your car is at about a 65 degree angle and you're going 5 miles an hour going, is this where we die?
And yeah, because you don't know if you can completely stop.
No idea.
If anything happens in the road in front of you, you're screwed.
Yes.
Did you ever have a situation where someone was tried to pass you while you were grandmaing it?
Okay, no. I mean, because what happens is when we got to the mountain, here's the other thing. It's every scary movie you've ever seen. When we got to the mountain and started going up the mountain, this is last night at midnight, the GPS took us to a way that we hadn't gone the first time. So we start going up this mountain, and I'm going, God, honey, this isn't how they... Are you sure? Did you punch the right thing in? And as we're driving crazy slow, and the lights are hitting the snow and the fog coming down, I'm like... There could be a dude standing in the middle of the road with blood coming out of his mouth, holding his hand. Then what do you do? Like, what if you came up upon an accident in pitch dark? There's no lights anywhere. There's no visibility. Would you pull over? If you saw a guy in the road bleeding, would you pull over?
I think it was a hustle.
I would think it's a hustle, too.
I think it was a setup. Like, it was a mannequin and a bunch of bears were hiding. The bears were trying to trap the humans.
Yeah. And we saw, by the way, we didn't see any bears, but we saw lots of deer and elk and all this kind of stuff. I mean, dude, it was an amazing trip. But that feeling of, am I about to die on vacation? That is a really extreme, intense feeling. By the way, Red Rocks, incredible. The sound was amazing. I love that band. And it was, we were so loaded up, dude, because, you know, there's like, you think you're going to be freezing. So I had two coats on, a sweater.
Was it cold?
Oh my God, it was 32 degrees or whatever. And it's outdoors. It's an outdoor amphitheater.
Did you buy gloves?
Yeah, I did buy gloves. And then my wife had packed these. We've had them sitting around for 5 years. You shake them and they get hot.
Yeah.
They didn't work. So
because yeah, not after been, 5 years, yeah, it's not gonna work.
Yeah. Oh my God.
But I mean, after all that, I'm telling you, it was amazing. It was an amazing experience. And I want to go back to Denver and just try to visit every brewery they have there. They got so many badass breweries. And one of the cool things is we were sitting in one just a block from the hotel, and sitting next to me is a guy, Mike Finley, not that Mike Finley, but Mike Finley is one of the guys over at Peticolis, which is a great brewery we've talked about on the air. The Velvet
Michael
Hammer is,
Finley.
Yeah, hold on, Mom, is over at Pluckers. They have their Velvet Hammer. And he was just there on a beer trip. And so it was like one of those.
Beer trip.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And also, we've talked about the brewery Four Corners. Their old head brewmaster is now the guy at this brewery. So it's like that craft brew world is such a cool world. And it's such a fun thing to do. If you're not driving, you can Uber around. You can just kind of go hit up four or five of these places.
So what do you do if you are drinking? Or like how do people go enjoy beer and really dangerous driving conditions?
I don't think you do that.
Can you get an Uber up there?
I mean, the people that we rented the place from, they told us you need to rent a car. Like, you're not going to get transportation up here. And I didn't realize it until I got there. Just from the house down to the base of the mountain where there's little, places to eat and stuff. It's a 15-minute drive just winding. And it's one of those things, too, where your GPS goes, you're on Bear Mountain Drive. Take a left on Bear Mountain Drive. Take a right on Bear Mountain Drive. Because you're just zigging and zagging through the forest with no lights.
God.
I mean, it was so crazy, too, because I'm sitting there going, okay, wait, I need to go get this 3.5 hours of sleep and get on a flight and get back. So your mind is just so rattled. But I did think about you, Ben, because you had told me the story before about your dad driving you guys on a family vacation, and it felt like the brakes were going out. And I'm like, man, am I going to be the guy that dies on vacation?
So my dad did this. He did we went to Keystone Park, and he did what Troy Hughes has done, rented a Winnebago. That's what that place in Cleveland Burn was doing, right?
Yeah. Funtime RV.
And he rented a giant RV, and my dad did, and he had never driven one before, and we took the family to Keystone. And what we didn't realize is, and he didn't realize, is that probably not made to go at such steep altitudes.
Yeah.
And so there's one point we're going up almost, felt like a straight incline, and my whole family's in this thing, and there's about 40 cars behind us honking because no one can pass him because of the incline, and we're going about 8 miles an hour, the engine's smoking, and it's like, he's sweating bullets going, and be quiet. Everyone be quiet. Everyone in the car be quiet. And we're like, Mom, are we okay? We're looking over and we can't even see the road or the edge of the mountain. We can see straight drop about 8 billion feet.
Nobody's wearing a seatbelt.
No. And we're like, are we safe? Why are all the cars behind us mad? And finally made it and pulled over and stopped somewhere. And we're like, we're not going up any higher. Oh, my God. Why didn't they tell us we couldn't do this? I mean, because if that thing had stalled, we would have taken out all those cars behind us and everyone on the mountain would have died.
Right.
And so then that was the least of our trouble because now we had to get down the mountain in the heaviest vehicle ever on that mountain.
Ugh.
And so, yeah, it was like once we got to the bottom, he's like, I'll never rent one of these ever again.
But you get to that whole thing, though, is the dad or the man of the house, oh, I got this. Don't worry. I have got this. You're going 3 miles an hour. Your wife's going, slow down, slow down, slow down.
Clark Griswold, dude.
I Clark Griswolded it up. But, man, shout out to Denver, Colorado. What an amazing city. I'll tweet out that Instagram link. I want you guys to see the difference in 1,000 feet of elevation on the same day. It was so crazy.
Unbelievable.
Dude.
Hey, great stories there as we go around the Denver skin. Guilty as charged with the stories.
Yep.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.